The governor and other state leaders endorsed the idea of a spaceport last year. Dennis Heap is the executive director of the Front Range Airport near DIA, which will be the designated spot. Heap says the regional airport is ideal because it's in an isolated area, underused, while still being accessible. But he admits he was initially skeptical.
I'd never thought of Front Range Airport being a spaceport. And when I first heard the concept, it was like, you know, are you kidding me? I mean, this is kind of Buck Rogers stuff.
Heap says it didn't take long for him to get on board. And Colorado already has the second strongest aerospace economy in the U.S.
We want to be really into this so that the whole world knows that Spaceport Colorado is going to be a serious player. Whoever has spaceports are going to be world leaders as far as places for businesses and commerce.
Eight states are already at various stages of developing their spaceports, and many states are looking into the idea. Barry Gore is the president of the Adams County Economic Development Office. He says it helps that Front Range Airport is well established.
We already have runways. We already have the facilities. We might not need to bring in a fuel facility, for example. But unlike Spaceport America, we don't need to invest $200 million to build it. It's already functional as it is now. Would maybe need some enhancements as we go forward.
Spaceport America is Virgin Galactic's venture in New Mexico. The company is on the leading edge of commercial spaceflight and is planning to soon take the first wave of tourists to touch the edge of space. Jeff Ashby is a former NASA astronaut and space consultant in Colorado Springs. He says going to space is life-changing.
The ability to orbit the Earth and look back at our planet literally changes who you are, changes how you think about humankind, changes how you view our chances for survival, changes how you view the environment that we live in, this thin shell of air. Changes you at a very fundamental level.
Touching space doesn't come cheap. The cost for 4 minutes of weightlessness, $200,000. And while Ashby says it won't be as life-changing as the astronaut experience, it'll still be pretty amazing.
Seeing things in a scale that you've never seen them before, like the Rocky Mountains, for instance. Seeing the Rocky Mountains is just a little pimple on the surface of the Earth.
Passenger travel at Colorado Spaceport is not expected to happen for at least another 5 to 10 years. The first step is getting an FAA license to fly space planes. The application takes about a year and a half and requires a host of tests and environmental assessments. And Colorado's organizers see more potential in point-to-point travel, which would transport passengers and goods to different spaceports around the world in a matter of hours.
Point-to-point will be the real commercial value. What was the last time that something was worth $15, $25, $100? To absolutely get it there overnight from where you are to somebody else.
That's Alan Lockheed Jr. His father founded Lockheed Airline Company. He likens the current climate of space travel and space tourism to the golden age of aviation.
People were knitting the world together, and the excitement about bringing people together, learning from one another, and expanding commerce, industry, and knowledge was a palpable thing. That's happening again.
Even spaceport advocates say cost hurdles and safety issues must be overcome. Many also say they expect failures along the way and the vision to change. But people within the aerospace industry do believe there is enough of a foothold that the dream of commercial spaceflight will become a reality, giving more and more people the chance to literally reach for the stars. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.